The ultimate outcome of MAG is to ensure a more modern, equitable and sustainable agricultural sector that contributes to food security. The program is segmented into 5 components. They include support to district for the delivery of extension services, support to agricultural colleges and research institutes, as well as Canada-led monitoring, evaluation and technical advisory services. Mr. Ofori admonished all beneficiary institutions to, among others, report on MAG activities as part of their regular reporting in line with government regulations, adding that they are equally enjoined to prepare quarterly and annual progress reports to demonstrate progress against their work plans. The Deputy Coordinator of MAG, Emmanuel Gatti, indicated that the program will provide support to flagship agri programs in diverse ways, with extension services being critical to increase the efficiency of farmers, with value chain development also receiving a boost. He said 216 vehicles, as well as 3,000 motorbikes and 6,000 helmets for agri extension agents are being procured as part of logistics support for the program. The Upper West Regional Coordinating Director, Alhaji Abdullah Abubakar, who read the Regional Minister Alhaji Al-Hassan Suleiman's address, was happy that the workshop was updating beneficiary institutions and key partners on the program in order to strategize and sustain the agriculture sector in Upper West and the country as a whole. Alhaji Abubakar commended the Canadian government for funding the MAG program, saying agriculture is the mainstay of Ghana's economy, accounting for about 42% of the country's GDP and employing over 54% of its workforce. The head of budget unit, Mofa Accra, Nuhu Ibrahim, made a presentation on planning and budgeting of sector priorities, while a senior agric officer, Mofa Accra, Shaib Muniru, dwelt on standardized activities to guide the development of work plans. Emmanuel Mensah, Radio Ghana, Wa.